Donna Freeman Tweed of Brooklyn has been with her partner, Lauren Abrams, for 8 years. The couple is one of the plaintiffs in Lambda Legal's New York marriage lawsuit, which was decided today in New York State's highest court. The New York Court of Appeals, in a 4-2 decision, stated that the state marriage law is constitutional and defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Ms. Freeman Tweed, who is now raising 2 boys with her partner, says she feels devastated by the decision.
I feel like I was slapped. Our families were dismissed, you know, as not being of any value or not mattering to anyone. Because that's what it's about. It's about our families. And I just feel really hurt.
At a press conference today held in a packed room at St. Bartholomew's Church uptown, James Essex, the litigation director for the ACLU Lesbian, Bisexual, Gay, and Transgender Project, countered some of the official reasons that the court gave for denying the right to marry for gay couples, including the argument that kids do better with a mom and a dad.
Now, that may well be a cultural assumption that many of us, perhaps all of us, carry to some degree with us in our lives. But it's striking to me that just a week ago, the state high court in a different state, Arkansas, came to precisely the opposite conclusion. It said, in the case about excluding gay people from foster care, the Arkansas Supreme Court said, you know what? There is no shred of factual or scientific evidence to back up those claims. It's just not true. It's not true that kids do better or worse with gay people or straight people. It's not true that gay people harm children in any possible conceivable way. So what we have here is we have the New York Court of Appeals, the highest court in the state of New York, issuing a decision today that is decades behind Arkansas. And who would have thunk that?
Susan Summer, the senior counsel for Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, says it is a sad day for New York when the court has turned its back on same-sex couples, and now it is up to the legislature to decide.
Well, the court chickened out today, but it's for the legislature to do the right thing. In fact, there's one common theme running through every opinion today, including those that ruled against these couples, and that is that this is an issue that is squarely for the legislature now to decide. There are pressing problems facing all these families, lack of access to health insurance, the inability to be by the bedside of a loved one and make critical health care decisions, the inability to inherit, to protect children. There are hundreds and hundreds of rights and protections under New York law that come only through marriage.
Alan Van Capel from the Empire State Pride Agenda also noted how New York State has taken years to pass important anti-discrimination bills and says the Pride Agenda will now send a clear message to Albany to pass the marriage bill by next year.
It took 31 years to pass the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act. 31 years for New York State to say that it was wrong to fire someone from their job, kick them out of their house, or deny them credit because of their sexual orientation. I promise the couples up here today, it will not take 31 years to win marriage in the state of New York. It will only take a few short years left. And let me be very clear. We will not be asking the legislature to do civil unions. We will be asking the legislature to do the only appropriate thing, which is to pass a marriage bill next year. And we will go first to the Assembly, which has traditionally been the vanguard of passing legislation such as hate crimes and SONDA and hospital visitation for our community. The Assembly Democrats have 104 seats. The Republicans have 44. No one will lose their majority in the Assembly if they pass a marriage bill next session, and that's the message we will deliver.
Echoing the sentiments that gay marriage is now a political issue for the legislature to decide, Donna Lieberman, the executive director of the NYCLU, described Mayor Bloomberg's flip-flopping on the issue as schizophrenic.
The court battle's over, and now this struggle is in the political arena, and it's time for Mayor Bloomberg to put his money where his mouth is and to walk the walk, talk the talk, and fight this very fundamentally important fight for the rights of all couples, regardless of who they are, what their sexual orientation is, who their partners are, to engage in the most fundamental act, marrying and protecting their spouses and their families.
Meanwhile, the more than 45,000 gay couples in New York State still seeking all the protections granted by a legal marriage will have to wait. Laura Abrams, Donna Freedman Tweed's partner of 8 years, says the decision is a blow to her family but remains optimistic that legal marriage will be a real option for her and her partner one day soon.
It feels as if the court took a look at our lives and our family and said, you're not worthy of the rights accorded to other people. And that does feel very personal. It does, however, really motivate me to act. There is no question in my mind that we will be able to marry one day. The court has made a huge mistake, and I think that they will understand that. And I think a couple years from now, we'll be down at City Hall getting our licenses.
Several rallies are planned to object to the court ruling tonight in different locations across the state. In New York City, a rally is planned at Sheridan Square at 6 p.m. to show support for marriage equality and begin putting pressure on Albany to grant equal access to marriage for all couples. For WBAI News, I'm Amber Cortez.